What is up, my peoples? What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Quad Talks podcast. And if you are new, I am Janae Britton. This is my podcast. I am the host, so on and so on. But in today's episode, I'll be talking about the transition that I'm facing right now in my life. I want to start off by saying that God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. But the beginning of quarantine was a little bit rough for me, as I've said in previous podcasts. Just because I was bored, to be honest. I got tired of playing the game. I was scared to go outside, due to COVID-19. And I really didn't do anything outside of going to my doctor's appointments. But, I was really bothered up until towards the end of quarantine because I loosened up and found something. I said I found more of a joy. And if I'm being real, I found that joy at the beginning of this year. Also, but just to be completely honest with y'all, I'm not going to lie, I had problems that I was facing every single day. Whether that be me being judgmental of every move that I made with my life, my businesses, how I was performing in school, I was constantly, I still am trying to reach the top by any means necessary. I was pushing myself beyond my limits because I was trying to grow and elevate myself every day. But at some point, I had to realize that I'm battling with myself. And that's dangerous. That's not healthy at all. So when I, when I decided to call on God and ask for his blessing and his guidance, I had to ask myself, am I willing to give myself him? Am I willing to give myself to God? And I told myself, yes, I was, but I need to mean that. Like, I need to honestly mean it. I procrastinated until 11 or 12 days ago. I always say that I'm working on myself because I was and I still am. But 11 days ago, I had gotten to an argument that I felt like I felt like it was unnecessary. And if you've ever met me, or if you know me, I don't really like to argue at all. So afterwards, after the argument, when I got some time alone, I just laid in my bed and I called upon God. I said, "Dear God, I'm praying every day, every morning and every night. Dear Father God, I'm even asking for blessings that I should receive, that I feel like I should receive just because of simply because of what I've been through in life, what I'm still going through in life. I had to realize that, it just felt like I need to, I just kept asking. Well, I know I'm rambling right now, but I was like, I just kept asking, every day, God, Father God, what do you want me to do? What is it that I need to prove to you or show to you that, what else do I need to do to show to you that I don't want to hurt anymore, that I don't want to, deal with what I'm going through anymore? And at some point, I just felt like, I was pretty much just asking, what else do you want from me? way, even though it's not the right thing. I just, I don't know. But in that moment, it just made me open up the Bible on my iPad and just, and I just started. It started from Acts chapter 1, verse 1. I know that's not the first book of the Bible. It's just the first thing that popped up. So I just began to read Acts. And Acts begins with a summary of proofs of the life of Jesus Christ. These proofs include his resurrection, his conference with the disciples, and the instructions that he left for them before he ascended to heaven. I'm reading this and I'm just falling in love with it every bit. And I feel like that I can just, to any and everything that I was reading, I could just relate to, you know what I mean? And that's how I was, honestly, just feeling in that moment. And still, but I'm reading it with a consistency. I'm noticing visible changes at this point as I'm building onto my faith, trust, and relationship with Father God and Jesus. No, how do I say, I'm pulling away from things and people that don't make me happy or I feel like that are unnecessary. This stage and transition in my life, I'm going through, you know what I mean? Like, because through all that I've been through, in life, not once have I ever folded. Not once have I ever given up and said, oh, no, God, no, take me now. As hard as times have gotten, I've never given up on myself and on my family. I feel like that was the toughest part for me to try to understand. Because it's like, you know, I'm doing pretty much I've just felt like I was doing pretty much everything right, you know. Felt like I didn't do anything that I wasn't supposed to. I wasn't harming or hurting anybody. But like I said, then again, I had to just realize, like I said before, God is going to do any and everything right on time. You know, and whether he's going to do it. And me personally, I feel like when God came to me, it was more so when I was ready, because I've always believed in, you know, the Father God and Jesus, but also I've never been at any stage or any moment that I am right now. You know what I mean? It's like I've grown so much, man. I'm just, a lot of people may have not noticed, but I've noticed I've grown so much, and I'm just proud of myself because I can just see it in me, like see it deep down and feel it deep down in my soul, man. It's just like, and I love it, man. It's like I've never felt as close to God as I have in these past 11, 12 days. It's just been an eye-opener for me. You know, I'm not doing, not really doing anything that isn't unholy, we could say. You know, I'm watching my mouth more, you know, trying not to use so much foul language, but I'm not watching, don't laugh for this part, but not watching porn. I'm not, you know, how do you say, I'm not involving myself in fornicating, you know, not at this day, at this point in life. I'm just like, I'm high on the man above, man. I'm high on life, and I'm loving, you know, I'm loving every bit of it. But, I don't think I could, like, answer anymore. Just not right now, as I'm learning and continuing to learn more and more about God. But, you know, I hope that even if you don't believe in God, man, just, I don't know how to play that, man, but just find you something that you could, you know, that you could just for the better development or improvement of yourself, you know. But I'm gonna end it off on this, because I'm doing a lot of rambling. If it doesn't make you happy, it doesn't need to be in your life. If it makes you happy and you know, okay, it makes you feel good, but you know, it's bad for you, don't feel guilty about removing it from your life. You know, because remember this, because God is always right on time. Yeah, here we go. All the time, God is good. Oh, I said it backwards. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. But thanks for tuning in to today's podcast, you know, and you all just listening to me ramble, you know, just speak about Father God and Jesus. Once again, thank y'all for tuning in to today's podcast. I really hope y'all enjoyed it. The end is in Janae. Britton signing off. Quad out.